as we settle into our chosen postures, whether sitting or standing, just feel into the body and make sure you feel nicely grounded. And take a few moments to just take in the image of the mountain with the bit of sky, the lake, the solitary woman. The reflections of the mountain and sky and the lake. That person, so small in contrast to the magnificence of sky and mountain and forest and lake. And I'll read you David White's poem called Mameen. And Mameen is a mountain in, I believe it's Wales, and in some mountains there that are a place of pilgrimage. And of course, mountains have historically been places of pilgrimage where we go to seek inspiration. So here's the poem. And it has two parts. The first part is kind of challenging, and then the second part takes us beyond that memory of our challenges. Mameen. Be infinitesimal under that sky, a creature even the sailing hawk misses, a wraith among the rocks where the mist parts slowly. Recall the way mere mortals are overwhelmed by circumstance, how great reputations dissolve with infirmity, and how you, in particular, live a hair's breadth from losing everyone you hold dear. Then, look back down the path as if seeing your past, and then south, over the hazy blue coast, as if present to a wide future. Remember the way you are all possibilities you can see, and how you live best as an appreciator of horizons, whether you reach them or not. Admit that once you have got up from your chair and opened the door, once you have walked out into the clean air toward that edge and taken the path up high beyond the ordinary, you have become the privileged and the pilgrim, the one who will tell the story, and the one coming back from the mountain who helped to make it. And so, yes, we've gone through many difficulties during the pandemic, and it's been a pilgrimage of sorts. All pilgrimages are fraught with difficulty, and yet also we go on a pilgrimage in order to have new insights. So the mountain image can really help evoke that sense of this kind of a journey. So using the image or other images of the mountain with the sky that you've seen today, or perhaps it's your own mountain that you've climbed or visited, looked at. Just do what you can to hold that image in mind. And some of us, we visualize really easily, and that's great. And others, we don't, and that's fine. We can just sense into it. So taking a few moments for that and make it rich in your mind's eye. And giving ourselves a little soothing touch, however we like to do that, and letting the touch be a gentle reminder to care for ourselves in this practice, and at the same time to open with a curious as well as a kind awareness. Now letting our hands relax back, invoking soothing touch at any point as you like. And so with this sense of the mountain with the sky, maybe there's water in your image. Really feel into the mountain. And can you begin to make yourself one with the mountain? And so we know with mountains, there are deep roots beneath the earth that we cannot see, but we know are there. And so let's just feel into our lower extremities and really root ourselves in the earth. Feel the sensations in the lower extremities. And many mountains have outer spurs that provide yet more stability. And we can connect with those through our upper extremities and feeling into them, hands and arms. And the base of the mountain, where it rises from beneath the earth, we can connect to our own base of our bottoms, sitting or standing if that's what you're doing. And feeling the stability of the mountain through our extremities and our bottoms. That earthiness. Strength. And we can connect too further to the strength of the mountain as we invoke it in our mind's eye, that sense of the whole mass of the mountain, its girth, and feel that through the whole trunk of the body. We can connect too with the grace and dignity of the mountain, the majesty of it, as we feel the uplift with the breathing in the chest. Feeling into our dignity, like the dignity of the mountain, through the torso as we breathe. All the while continuing to feel stable and supported through the extremities, through the base, the bottom. And then holding in mind, if you will, the uppermost peaks of the mountain. And connect to that through head and neck. And that sense of the beauty and the majesty and the wonder of the mountain. So we can use the image of the mountain to be embodied and to connect with these qualities of strength and stability, dignity, grace, majesty, and wonder through our bodies. This is a living, breathing mountain. Feel into your breathing. And feel the breath through the whole body as you sit or stand like a mountain. The mountain is rich with life, plants, trees, animals, insects. And this life of the body this life of the mountain, we can connect them together. So all the different sensations that come and go, like all the comings and goings of the animals and the plants of the mountain. The mountain embraces them all and endures them all. And so may we. None of the life of the mountain is a problem for the mountain. It's just life. Coming and going, rising and passing. So too for the mountain, all the different weather patterns that show up. The clouds, the sun, the shadows, the stars at night. Can we just let whatever thoughts and emotions show up, move through, like clouds across the sky, like the different weather patterns, and witness them all as the mountain would. All the different seasons of the year happen for the mountain, and storms too. And the mountain witnesses them all and endures. And so, if powerful memories, emotions, thoughts start to arise for you as you're sitting here, can you hold them with that big view over time and space that the mountain has? The mountain knows whatever is in the midst of arising is in the midst of passing. No matter how volatile the storm. As you continue to sit in the silence, be sure to refresh your aim periodically by invoking the mountain image and feel into it and become again the mountain. Beautifully rooted and stable and strong. Dignified and gracious and beautiful, witnessing it all. So feel into the body as the mountain and weather through whatever thoughts and emotions, moods, storms may show inwardly. Weather them through like the mountain. Remember the way you are all possibilities you can see, and how you live best as an appreciator of horizons. Whatever has transpired during the meditation, whatever has transpired in our lives, whatever has transpired over the period of time of the pandemic, we have been privileged to live it, and we have been pilgrims on this pilgrimage of life. The one who will tell the story, and the one coming back from the mountain who helped to make it.